Tripp versus Astru.
Good morning. My name is George Weber on behalf of the plaintiff in this case, Michael Tripp. This is a Social Security appeal. The administrative law judge in this case found a sedentary limitation and an ability to return to sedentary unskilled work. Our remaining argument on this appeal is that the administrative law judge should have further considered the claimant's use of a crutch, a handheld assisted device for ambulation. The magistrate judge's opinion said that the ALJ did not find the need for that, and therefore his sedentary limitation was based on other factors. If that is the finding from the record, then Mr. Tripp would lose here. However, we have argued that the judge's question to the vocational expert was posited a light limitation with the need for a handheld assisted device for ambulation. In response to that, the vocational expert cited sedentary jobs, and the ALJ did not ask a further sedentary limitation question without the need for a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Therefore, we feel that that was part of the record and should have been explored in line with Social Security Ruling 96-9P. The government and their responsive briefs argued that it doesn't matter, that there would be the sedentary work cited would apply whether it was in the ALJ's hypothetical or not. However, I don't believe that the test is that it is a there's never a case where the need for an assisted device would always be sedentary work remaining to do. I think in some cases it would be that there would be no sedentary work that an individual could do. And in support of that, the definition of sedentary work also requires the need to lift files and other job duties besides just ambulation, and the lifting requirement is occasional, up to one-third of the day. That is really the only issue that we argued before this court. The Magistrate Keyes disposed of all the others adequately, and I have nothing further.
Mr. Weber, did any doctor say that Mr. Tripp had a medical need for the assistive device?
No, Your Honor.
Why doesn't that basically resolve this case?
I think that the judge needed to consider the testimony of the claimant and his demeanor and appearance at the hearing itself in determining the need for the device. And I feel that the judge felt that need but didn't articulate it in the hypothetical.
Okay. If I recall correctly, there were medical reports indicating that he used a cane only for, quote, long walks, and that one time in July of 07 he was sore after 3 hours of walking. How do you deal with that evidence?
That evidence is there. There is also evidence in the file from the hearing testimony of the claimant where he said that he needed the cane to walk, it was a crutch to walk 30 to 40 feet even in his house.
Right. Okay. So but don't we have a credibility finding on those, given that conflict?
It is a credibility finding. I think it's beyond credibility because the administrative law judge accepted the answers from a hypothetical with a sedentary limitation due to ambulation without exploring it further.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Weber. Kleinman?
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Ann Kenny Kleinman on behalf of the Commissioner. As counsel stated, this case involves very narrow issues, whether the appellant needs an assistive device to walk, and if so, whether that would prevent him from performing a significant number of sedentary jobs. What's most striking here is that regardless of whether he needs to use an assistive device, he can perform a significant number of jobs per the testimony of the vocational expert. The ALJ did consider the claimant's testimony that he needed a crutch most of the time, but not all of the time. The ALJ considered the claimant's testimony that he needed to use it for 20 to 40 feet. But the ALJ also considered other evidence in the record, which, as you noted, showed that he could walk for about 3 hours maximum. The ALJ, in addition, considered that the treating physician said his ability to perform the walking, was reduced by more than 50%, which is consistent with the ability to do sedentary work. The ALJ considered the testimony or the opinion of Dr. Patey, which said he could do light work, which requires even more walking. Based on the evidence, the ALJ reasonably found that the claimant didn't need an assistive device to walk. But even if he did need an assistive device to walk, the VE testified that there were 2,900 bench assembly jobs, 3,600 telephone order clerk jobs, and 2,000 surveillance system monitor jobs that the claimant could perform, even assuming that a need for an assistive device.
Isn't the real problem here that Mr. Tripp does not have access to health insurance that would give him the joint replacement that he needs?
I do not believe that that is true that he doesn't have health insurance, but I don't believe that that's the problem, because even without the joint replacement, he can still do an amount of walking that is consistent with sedentary work and that is consistent with the ability to perform the jobs identified by the VE. If there are no further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Weber, do you have anything further? Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.